On the news line with us now, Joanne Troutman is back. We always introduce her as the head of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, but checks in today as just a great Mifflinburg resident and a great local citizen and one of the folks pulling for good solutions around here and keeping us up to date with the pandemic and just a big help. Joanne, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thanks for inviting me. Happy to be here.
Well, I do appreciate that. I think my lovely bride was checking some of the local news headlines online Monday, and she's on the couch, and she said, boy, that looks like Joanne Troutman in the USA Today article. She looked a little bit farther, and she said, oh, my gosh, it is Joanne Troutman in the USA Today article today. So that's how we discovered. But, yeah, since a lot of folks have been talking about this. Yeah, USA Today did an article about how vaccine hesitancy and, or in your case, vaccine certainty relates to the pandemic and individuals who have autoimmune diseases. So if you don't mind, and you agreed to talk about this somewhere, there's a HIPAA violation here, but you tell us when that happens. Let's talk about autoimmune diseases. It isn't something that really is top of the mind to a lot of people. So tell us a little bit about these in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about autoimmune diseases is it's not something you can see. And many years ago when I was working at Kent Victory, one of the things that always struck me were the kids who were sick, but from an outward perspective, you couldn't tell, and how they just kind of carried on with their lives in the best way that they could. And in a lot of ways, autoimmune diseases are like that. Things like lupus, RA, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's syndromes. There's a whole family of autoimmune diseases that exist. There's not a lot that even doctors, frankly, know about them, and the disease progression or kind of the how it starts or what causes these autoimmune diseases. Sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it just sort of happens, but essentially it's your own immune system kind of attacking itself and interpreting the things that are natural in your body as disease. So, you know, a lot of people with autoimmune disease struggle with a variety of different symptoms, and many people don't even know because especially early on, outwardly, people with autoimmune disease look fine. They look fine. So it can be really challenging.
Well, and in these cases, the immune system either is subsequently compromised and the individual is more susceptible to disease, or the particular ailment, let's take fibromyalgia, for example, that particular ailment goes unchecked. Your immunity system has sort of no way to fight itself, to beat itself, I guess. I'm probably not wording that right, but it's like a no-win situation for your immune system.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the thing to remember is that a lot of people with autoimmune diseases, just like many other immunocompromised conditions, when they get sick, they get really sick. And that's the case for me. I officially on paper have fibromyalgia, but I also have a disease called small fiber neuropathy. It's a neurological complication, usually that arises from some kind of underlying autoimmune condition. And then I actually also have something called dysautonomia. And dysautonomia is a subclassification typically of neuropathy. And dysautonomia affects all of the automatic systems in my body. So I can't digest food in the same way that other people do. I have problems with my esophagus. I have problems with my heart. I have numbness and tingling and pain that you can't see and sometimes hard to understand. One of the most difficult issues I have, and it sounds ridiculous, but I actually have neuropathic itch resulting from, you know, the damaged nerves in my body. And so I itch quite literally all the time. But I can tell you that when I get things like the flu, I am down and out. Once I had strep throat, and I had it 8 times in 1 year, and my doctor was even kind of mystified, and she said, you know, adults don't get strep throat like this. In reality, I probably have the same strain of strep throat that just never went away. So, you know, very small minor things for many other people turn into big things. I cut my finger 2 weeks ago, and within 2 days it was infected. So, you know, and it's sort of either even things that I roll my eyes at because it gets tiresome to have to deal with these things all the time, but that's just how my body works.
So you're more susceptible to these dilemmas, and they tend to be more serious and many times painful when they occur, and would tend to last longer and maybe not respond to some of the traditional medicines. Well, the last thing you needed was a pandemic.
In so many ways, right? So all of the things I just shared with you kind of came to a head for me in 2020. So, you know, I know I'd been struggling for a long time, really most of my life, but especially most of my adult life, and doctors had been looking for answers and not finding them. And I actually had gotten some diagnoses last year. We still don't know the true cause of what I'm dealing with, but, you know, that it was kind of 2020 was a pivotal year in a lot of ways for me. And you know, kind of on top of that, my father was diagnosed with jaw cancer and lung cancer at the beginning of 2020. And my mother-in-law actually just within the last few weeks has been diagnosed with colon cancer. And I fill in as a caregiver. And, you know, on top of that, I just, from a work perspective, I just, you know, it sounds selfish, but I just can't afford to get sick. You know, I'm taking care of other people. The last thing I need is to be down and out for weeks or in the hospital because of something that, in my mind, would be completely preventable from a vaccination standpoint. Now, not to say that they're always 100% effective, but effective enough to make sure, hopefully, that I don't, you know, if and when I do get sick, that I don't get sick for weeks on end and have some of the complications, frankly, that will just exacerbate what I'm already dealing with. So.
Well, you're budging up to the top of everybody's prayer list, that's for darn sure. Well, and they know about you over at Geisinger, which kind of relates to our conversation today. How the tell me about the interplay between the COVID vaccine and your decision making, and you know, whatever recommendation or suggestion your doctors may have had. Tell us about that conversation.
Sure. So I don't think there's ever been a question in my mind about the COVID vaccine. I had done a lot of research before getting it, and I'm a member of a number of support groups, and I know people who have similar symptoms and disease that I have or have been very reluctant. And, you know, it's kind of split. You know, and it did flare up some of my neuropathy symptoms, especially after the first vaccine. I had the Moderna, but, you know, I did get my vaccines at Geisinger, and my colleagues at Geisinger knew that and were so wonderful and careful, but said, you know, are you willing to share your experience? And I mean, everybody who knows me knows I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm happy to talk about my experience if it could possibly help one other person. And, you know, I've also been very clear that this is a very personal decision for people, right? You know, yeah, you want to protect the people around you, and I recognize that for the majority of the public, that's really what it's about. For me, it's both, and for a lot of people, it's both. I think the thing to remember here is that people, and I think COVID has put a magnifying glass on this piece, is that people are often dealing with things you don't even realize they're dealing with. And pity is the last thing I would want. Believe me, trust me, if there's a reason that I don't want to talk about it, that would be the reason. You know, I don't want people to feel badly for me. I'm in a good place. My symptoms are getting managed. I rest when I need to. But I think it's important for people to know that when you're looking at others, you know, you can't judge what they're going through, what might be happening in their lives, because people don't talk about that every day. And so I think it was important for story purposes and decision-making purposes to put that in particular out there. I think there's been a lot of judgment happening, and I understand it, over the course of the last year or so. And this is an opportunity for me to pause and say, this is my journey, and this is why I made this decision. And you know, hopefully it'll help somebody else. And I posted it to a couple of my support groups, and others have thanked me for sharing my story because they deal with the same thing.
Do you kind of advocate for vaccines for others now, since you have so much information, you chose to get the vaccine, and of course you have the underlying condition make the vaccine a bigger decision, but at the same time, you would love to have everyone around you well. You know, I mean,
we've been very fortunate. You know, many of my family members are in healthcare, and many of them have been vaccinated. I have friends who are teachers and in healthcare, and they've been vaccinated. So we've been very lucky. I feel very fortunate in my life, and to be able to look around and have that sense of relief that people around me are protected. I want to get to a place where everybody has that opportunity, and everybody makes the decision that's the right thing, not just for them, but for their community. I get why people are reluctant. I understand that. I've been there myself. But to know that, you know, there is science behind this. It does work. It is safe. It's followed the same vaccination testing protocols that other vaccines have, although I know people are skeptical because it was fast. It needed to be fast, you know? And I think it's important to know that great things can happen in a short period of time with the right resources and focus. And people just don't believe that because that's not the world we live in. You know, social solutions and scientific solutions take so long. But usually that's because there isn't enough investment. There aren't enough people at the table. There's not enough of a diversity of people. And so I hope people really recognize that and think as objectively as possible about this and understand that if there's any question in your mind, for other people, it's the right thing to do. We need to protect each other. And you know, if we want to get back to normal, this is a very, very big piece of this. And it's not just about pretending you got the vaccines, but actually getting vaccines so people don't get sick.
Just a few seconds left. Is there anything you'd like to add? I didn't ask you any important point you could make. I mean, I sought you out and summoned you and invited you. You simply said, okay. But is there anything you'd like to say now that you have the open mic?
I, you know, never expected to be the lead in a USA Today story. Fortunately, it was for a good reason. But I think I would say that if anybody is struggling with this decision or needs help or wants to know more about, you know, my disease and how I've gotten through it, and, you know, I'm always an open book. I'm happy to share with people if it could help someone get through their own journey. And get answers. You know, I'm here and I'm happy to do that. And even if it's just to reassure you, talk more about my experience with the vaccine, I would love to do that.
Joanne Troutman, helping people. Now, there's a headline we could write every day. So, well, thank you so much for sharing and the information. GSVUW.org, still a go-to place if you want to contact Joanne about anything that we've discussed today. Joanne, thank you so much for being that open book and for talking about this and for this different types of hesitancy and the decision you made. Thank you for all that.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was good to talk to you.
Thank you. Joanne Troutman does happen to be president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Of course, speaking as a patient of a physician and an individual who got vaccinated, Mifflinburg area resident as well.